الحمد لله رب العالمين
وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ولي الصالحين وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين اللهم صل وسلم على عبدك ورسولك محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن دعا بدعوته واستنى بسنته إلى يوم الدين وسلم تسليما كثيرا أما بعد فأوصيكم نفسي بتقوى الله عز وجل والسمع والطاعة والله سبحانه وتعالى يقول أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون ولا تكونوا كالذين نسوا الله فأنساهم أنفسهم أولئك هم الفاسقون. All praise is due to Allah, Lord of the worlds, and surely the best reward is for those who have taqwa. And surely there is no animosity except for the oppressor. And I bear witness that Allah is one and has no partners. That Muhammad, the son of Abdullah, is his servant and last messenger. And may Allah always and constantly send peace and blessings to Muhammad, to his family, to his companions, to all those who call to his way and establish his sunnah to the day of judgment. As to what follows, I begin by cautioning myself and you to have taqwa, to surround ourselves in the consciousness of Allah, and to let that consciousness affect us in everything that we do. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us in his noble kitab, O you who believe, fear Allah, have the consciousness of Allah, and let every soul look to what it has put forward for tomorrow and fear Allah. Surely Allah is well aware of all that you do. And be not as those who forgot Allah, and so He made them forget themselves. Surely they are the disobedient ones. O you who believe, for the past few years, I have spent much of my time wandering in the Muslim world, and with others trying to seek solutions to the problems that we face. Traveling to the Muslim communities, seeking guidance from the Muslim leadership. And after many months and days in the path, I have come to the conclusion, and Allah knows best, that we are at the doorsteps of a great change. And we pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would make this change to be one that would take us towards the establishment of an Islamic state, the establishment of Kalimatullah, of the word of Allah on this earth, in power and authority. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us very clearly also, telling us in his kitab, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَقُولُوا قَوْلًا سَدِيدًا يُصْلِحْ لَكُمْ أَعْمَالَكُمْ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ فَقَدْ فَازَ فَوْزًا عَظِيمًا. O you who believe, have the consciousness of Allah and speak a straightforward word. He would forgive you of your sins, repair your deeds. And surely Allah, surely whoever obeys Allah and His Messenger has gained a mighty triumph. And so in the spirit of Qawlan Sadeedan, speaking a straightforward word, a reality that we see throughout the Western countries and in the Muslim world is that there are billions of dollars being spent to destroy the Muslim progress and to give the wrong image of Islam. And the attacks that are coming now on the Muslims to cause confusion amongst the leadership and to punish the people who follow Islam are some of the most vicious attacks that we have seen made against Muslims in this century. And much of this information doesn't come to us directly. We get pieces of it in the press. When we look at Iraq, the cradle of Islamic civilization, where many of the great khulafa had established Islam for many centuries, where many great ulama had madrasas
Islam was developed and spread. We see that Iraq has become killing fields, and that children are being starved to death in the name of civilization, in the name of the United Nations. But they don't want to put this in the paper. We also see in Palestine, terrible crimes are being done right now to the Palestinian people. Right now as we sit here, people's homes being destroyed, people being tortured in the prisons. And then they say, who are the terrorists? And have the nerve to blame it on Muslims. And in Algeria, even a worse situation. And I looked at the paper as you did for many months and years, looking at the carnage and the killing going on in Jazeera, and say, what is this? How can this be? And recently I had the opportunity to meet with some of the activists from Algeria who have contact inside to let us know that in most of the cases, the overwhelming amount of cases, if not all of the cases, that gangs, mafia gangs, on drugs, financed by secular governments, are being sent into Algeria and punishing the villages who support the Muslims. Punishing them, and after killing them, slitting their throats, killing their children, then they blame it on Islam. This is one of the worst crimes that you can do. And then put the picture of the women and the children in the paper after you killed the people who supported Islam, and now you blame it on Islam? Now you blame it on Islam. And they slipped up the other day in the local newspaper and clearly stated that the recent carnage of 200 villagers who were killed in Bin Talha, in Qarya Bin Talha, that village, they said in the paper that this village supports the Islamic movement. And if the village supports the Islamic movement, then how then would they kill people in this fashion? It is clear desperation. It is desperation from the forces of evil, knowing that Muslims are on the verge of establishing Islam. But the Mujahideen have told us there's no turning back. Now there is no turning back. Either it is Islam or Jannah. It's one of the two. And that is the spirit of the original Muslims, of those who were with Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam. And we recognize this, and we recognize that this type of punishment has happened, historically it has happened to the believers. In the time of Musa alayhi salam, when the council came to Fir'aun and said, what will you do about these people? Look at these people rising up against you. What will you do, Fir'aun? You are the great authority. And we see in Surah Al-A'raf in verse 127, we see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that history, quoting from Fir'aun, قَالَ سَنُقَتِّلُ أَبْنَاءَهُمْ وَنَسْتَحْيِي نِسَاءَهُمْ وَإِنَّا فَوْقَهُمْ قَاهِرُونَ. Fir'aun answered and said, we will kill their children, their male children, and save their females alive. For surely we have irresistible power over them. What was the response of Musa alayhi salam? His response, as told to us by Allah, قَالَ مُوسَى لِقَوْمِهِ اسْتَعِينُوا بِاللَّهِ وَاسْبِرُوا إِنَّ الْأَرْضَ لِلَّهِ يُورِثُهَا مَنْ يَشَاءُ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ وَالْعَاقِبَةُ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. Musa alayhi salam answered, saying to his people, seek your help from Allah and be patient. Surely this earth belongs to Allah, and He gives it to whomever He pleases from His servants. And the end, the best reward in the end, is for those who have taqwa. And this is interesting, because He did not say the best reward in the end is for those who have weapons, or those who have money, or power. He said, وَالْعَاقِبَةُ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ, that the best reward in the end is for those who have taqwa. He referred to the internal part. And in looking at this, we see that there's something going on inside of us. And it is changing daily. And we need to look inside of ourselves, look at our lives on the inside, As Allah has told us, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ. Allah will not change the condition of a people till they change that which is in themselves. And so, وَالْعَاقِبَةُ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ التَّقْوَى. And we have learned that taqwa, in the definition of many of the ulama, is a combination of al-khawf wal-raja. It is a combination of fearing Allah and hoping in Allah. It's two things. And one of the great scholars of the 8th century after the Hijrah, Ibn Qudamah, Al-Maqdisi, rahimahullah, in one of his books, Minhaj al-Qasidin, looked into this situation inside of the house. And when he looked into the situation, he found and he told us, Al-Khawf wal-Raja sa'iqani yab'asani ala al-amal. Ma la yab'asu ala al-amal fahuwa ghurur. He said that fear and the hope, which is in our taqwa, are two forces which push you to doing action. It makes you do something. Because fear, you run from fear. So if you fear something, you move. If you hope for something, you move towards it, you ask for it. But he said, anything that stops you from action, this is ghurur, this is deception. And so this concept of ghurur, which is one of the interesting concepts we should understand to clean our hearts, that this change could come about inside of ourselves, to get Nasrullah, the help of Allah changing inside of us. And when we look in Mufridat al-Quran, Al-Asfahani, one of the books that describes the vocabulary words in the Quran, he tells us that ghurur, we see the translation in English, it is deception. In language it means, it is deception. It is illusion. Think of these words now. Deception. Illusion. It is delusion, conceit, vanities. It also is danger. And it is trifling things, little trifling things. And when we look at ghurur and how it affects us in our way of life, we see, and the definition has come to us from the ulama, that al-ghurur is kullu ma yaghurru al-insan min ma'lin wa jahil wa shahwa wa shaytan. That ghurur, that this deception, this illusion, is anything that deceives the human being in wealth, money, in power and position, in his desires, and even in the shaitan, coming from the shaitan. And some of the ulama made a tafsir in certain verses that ghurur is the shaitan himself. And so this ghurur, this deception coming in front of us, is something we should study in detail. Because sometimes it is apparent, and other times it is not clear. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us in Quran, in Surah Ali Imran, وَمَا الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاعِ الْغُرُورِ. That the life of this world is nothing but a material illusion. It's material things in front of you. Money and wealth and stocks and gold and houses and clothing. And all of the things in Hayat al-Dunya. This is an illusion which is in front of us. It is momentary. It will not stay with us in the grave. Allah also tells us in Surah An-Nisa, verse 120, وَمَا يَعِذُهُمَ الشَّيْطَانُ إِلَّا غُرُورًا. And shaitan only promises them deception. This illusion. Allah also tells us in Surah Al-Fatihah, verse 40, بَلْ إِنْ يَعِذُ الظَّالِمُونَ بَعْضُهُمْ بَعْضًا إِلَّا غُرُورًا. That surely the oppressors, the wrongdoers, only promise each other false delusions, false hopes. And the kafirun, especially in this society, are clearly eaten up with ghurur. The hayat al-dunya has totally taken over their lives. But the danger is, we are living with them. We are intermingling with them. Our children are learning from them. And so this ghurur is striking us in the outward way, sometimes worse than it strikes the Kafiru. The Kafiru in their society set up hope, false hope. And even this week we see one of the worst forms of false hope. The whole society stopped because a woman won $21 million in the gambling, in something which is haram. $21 million. And who was the person working in the store who had the tickets? Well, iyadu billah, I won't say his name, but it's a Muslim name. They had his picture in the paper. وَمَا الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاعُ الْغُرُورِ. But the father of the girl, who had some sense, when they got the money, he said, may God help us. That's what he said. Because he recognized that getting money into society is illusion, it is the shaitan, it is a test. And now what happens to this girl, who was a very simple person? Now phone calls are coming. People want to marry her. People want to sell her things. Now she's looking around and cannot walk outside. She has to get bodyguards. She has to change her address. وَمَا الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاعُ الْغُرُورِ. And it is reported that in England, that a British worker, 63-year-old British worker, won $25.5 million in the lottery. He broke the records. And then he started to eat. And he started to eat. And he started taking all the hayat al-dunya inside of himself. And the people warned him about this. And he continued to eat until he became 310 pounds. And this was in the paper, I'm not lying to you. He became 310 pounds and he died. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Then he died. But hayat al-dunya, he took it inside of himself. This is ghurur from the shaitan, wa iyadu billah. Deception, so he takes it in. He loves it. But we're not made to do this. We're not made to do this. The Anbiya, alayhim as-salam, lived simple lives. There was occasion when the Prophet Muhammad, alayhi salatu wasalam, had to tie a stone to his stomach from hunger. And this is the best of creation. This is the leader of the Anbiya, alayhi salatu wasalam. And so it is a form of deception. But Ibn Qudama al-Maqdisi, rahimahullah, took it a step further in his study of ghurur. And he said that ghurur amongst the Muslims, there are different forms of it. And we should study these forms. Today we study a few, inshallah, in the future we study more. One of the forms that ghurur can come to the Muslims, or deception, is those people who do not do actions, they do not pray, or they do not fast, they do not do the actions of Islam, بِصَلَاحْ أَبَائِهِمْ, because of their parents, because their father was a righteous person, because their mother was righteous, their grandfather was an alim. They come from a special family. So they feel because of this, they don't have to pray. They don't have to give sadaqah. Because my grandfather gave 100,000 pounds in sadaqah. So why do I have to pay? I'm from his family. This is ghurur. This is deception. They do not remember the story of Lut alayhi salam with his wife. They don't remember the story of Ibrahim alayhi salam with his father, the idol maker. They do not remember the story of Nuh alayhi salam with his son. All of these people, although they were connected to the Prophet, are in hellfire. And so blood alone, nasab alone, family alone is not enough. Another form of ghurur, and it's important for us to study this, is amongst people, and it happens to the Muslims, who have good and they have evil. They do some good deeds, hasanat, and they have sayyi'at. But they feel that the good deeds will overcome the bad deeds. So this makes them not do work. It makes them not strive in the path of Allah. Some of them feel that his ta'ah, his obedience to Allah, it is so much that that he forgets his mafia. He forgets the evil deeds. And all he remembers is his good deeds. And this is ghurur, and the shaitan will pump the person up and continue to make him think, yes, you are good. Yes, you are. People love you. Yes, your family is so fine and you are so good. And then the evil deeds, he forgets about those. But one day, when he has to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when his kitab is there, he will see both. Not just the good deeds. And Allah only knows. Allah only knows what will happen. Another form that this ghurur takes in terms of the ta'ah, in terms of the person who is outwardly obeying Allah. Outwardly obeying Allah. And doing actions of Islam. And this obedience to Allah on the outside makes him totally forget about the bad deeds. An example of this is the person who makes istighfar 100 times every day. He sits and he says, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. He makes istighfar 100 times. After he finishes, he gets up and he insults Muslims, scandalizes Muslims, backbites on Muslims, and says things not pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but he forgets about that, thinking that because he made istighfar, everything is alright. But he forgets the Prophet ﷺ said, لا يدخل الجنة نمام. That the person who spreads namima and scandal will not enter paradise. And so all the istighfars that you did, if he stands up and then scandalized, this is deception. It is an illusion even in the deen. Another form which is dangerous, and inshallah we will have a chance to look at even more, happens to ulama. It happens to people who have gained knowledge. That person who gains the knowledge has the outward appearance of one who has knowledge, who says the words, who has the clothing, who has the walk, but does not clean up inside of himself. He does not protect his heart from al-kibr, from pride, al-hasad, from jealousy, riyah, from doing things to be seen by people, talab al-ulum, seeking high positions, talab al-shahwa, following his desires. And so even though he has this knowledge, it does him no good. And he becomes, as in Surah Al-Jumu'ah, verse 5, كَمِثْلِ الْحِمَارِ يَحْمِلُ أَصْفَارِ. He becomes like a donkey with books on his back. And so this is a serious deception. And we have to look into ourselves and remember that the best of creation, that the prophets, and the best of the prophets, the leading of the prophets, Muhammad ibn Abdullah alayhi salatu wasalam, used to pray at night, used to cry to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, used to fast during the year, used to give away his wealth, used to live a simple life, and all of his sins are forgiven. But he still did this striving and showing us the example that we can never be safe, even on death itself. Even on death itself. And it is said, and it is reported, that Imam Ahmed, rahimahullah, on his deathbed, that evil came to him, that the shaitan came to him and said, you escaped me. And he said, not yet. Not yet. Even at that point, he feared Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even though he was such a great scholar, he still feared Allah at that point. So let us look into ourselves and make that change within ourselves. Not fearing anything that anybody says, not fearing the governments, not fearing their rockets, not fearing their weapons, their gas, their CNN, not fearing anything but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Musa alayhi salam has said to his people, Ista'inu billahi wasbiru, inna al-arza lillahi yurithuha man yasha'u min ibadi, wal-aqibatu lil-muttaqin. Aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullah li wa lakum wa li sa'il muslimin kulli dhanbin istaghfiru innahu huwa ghafur. الحمد لله الواحد الأحد الفرد الصمد الذي لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد.
وأصلي وأسلم على خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد بن عبد الله وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. وبعد. Oh, you who believe, the Prophet Muhammad عليه الصلاة والسلام is the best example. And he has left to us gems of wisdom. That if we would take these sayings, these gems of wisdom, and put them into our life, then maybe Allah would make us to be of those who would carry his message openly to the people in these times. And the Prophet has told us in an authentic hadith, Al-mu'minu mir'atu al-mu'min, wal-mu'minu akhu al-mu'min, yakuffu alayhi bay'atuhu wa yahutuhu min wara'ihi. The believer is a mirror for the other believer. Simple words. He's a mirror for the other believer, and the believer is brother, meaning sister also in a general sense, that we are close to each other, akhul Muslim. He safeguards his property for him and defends him from behind. He safeguards his property and he defends him from behind. He doesn't scandalize him from behind. He doesn't have hasad against him from behind. He doesn't backbite against him or try to deceive or destroy him from behind, but he's his brother. He is a close relation. He protects him even more than we protect our own families. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put this tradition and others into our hearts. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clear our hearts of ghurur. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clear our hearts of the shahwa, riya, of hasad, kibriya, and all of those terrible diseases. May Allah give us the strength to always send peace and blessings to Muhammad. إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتُهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا اللهم صل وسلم على عبدك ورسولك محمد وآله وصحبه أجمعين. May Allah be pleased with them and the Khulafa al-Rashideen, Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman and Ali. Please with them and Asya Arham Rahimeen. Alhamdulillah الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله. ربنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين وأذل الشرك والمشركين ودمر أعداء الدين وانصر عبادك يا رب العالمين. اللهم انصر المجاهدين في كل مكان. اللهم انصر المجاهدين في فلسطين في الجزائر في كشمير وفي بوسنيا وفي كل مكان يا رب العالمين. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات. اللهم لا تدع لنا ذنبا إلا غفرته ولا هما إلا فرجته ولا دينا إلا قضيته ولا مريضا إلا شفيته ولا ميتا إلا رحمته ولا حاجة من حوائج الدنيا إلا قضيتها يا أرحم الراحمين. Oh Allah, have mercy on the sick of the Ummah of Muhammad, on Muhammad Hassan, on Ruqayya Ali. Oh Allah, have mercy on the dead of the Ummah of Muhammad, on Faduma Ali, on Nizam, on all those who have died in your cause. اللهم اختم بالباقيات الصالحات أعمالنا. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم. واتوب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. عباد الله يرحمكم الله. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. أقم الصلاة.